We've had snippets of the AFL fixture come out. They've filtered out over the last week. And we know that Port Adelaide are going to be playing versus West Coast on Good Friday, one of two games on Good Friday, which has been a bit of a discussion point. So we thought we'd get the main man on, David Cost, to join us and talk the footy fixture. David, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, I'm good. Big Snow need to choke up in the lead up.
Yeah.
I know it's exciting, but hey, don't get too carried away.
Very funny. Well done, Crushy.
We'll get to Good Friday in a minute. Now, I know you would have seen Port Adelaide's draw, their fixture, just in broad terms, because you can't spoil the party for the AFL. Are you happy?
Yeah, we are really happy. Look, we, like every other club, we've seen only an outline of it, so we don't know the details, like we don't know when showdowns are on or any of that sort of stuff. No. And I must admit, them delaying it for 24 hours because some clubs are a bit narky about the draw and want to come and contest it sort of worries me a bit. And hopefully this isn't the V reappearing in AFL anytime soon. The Melbourne clubs are getting narky. They're not getting the marquee games. If it changes too much, then we'll have our say on the whole situation. But we're pretty happy. We had quite a few Saturday night games, and we have quite a few Saturday twilight games at Adelaide Oval, which is our members sort of love that 4:40, 4:10, 4:40 game on Saturday evening, because you can go to the footy and go out after. So we're pretty happy with it. But as I say, we don't know any of the detail, just so it's the rough side of it.
Couple of things there you said, Koshy. So, okay, the big V, I reckon you're right. It's going to be them having a big kick. They have.
Got
it. And we need to get on it. Yeah, and it does. But have you seen enough of this 23-round draw that when it does come out and it has changed dramatically, you'll be able to go bunter?
Yeah.
Good.
I think we'll be able to go back and see them, because we've got enough, particularly with our home games. Now it's like looks likely we're getting Anzac Day again, which is one of our pride and joys. We love being involved in that round, and particularly being based in Port Adelaide and the defence industry in Port Adelaide, and what we do in the northwestern suburbs or northeastern suburbs of Adelaide with all the defence forces. We're very close to it. Shanghai, early June, which is terrific for us because it gets us out of that post-budget political. So we get a lot of trade delegations going to Shanghai, a JLT game at Alberton, which we always love because it takes us back to our community. So we're pretty happy with the way the AFL look as though they're treating us.
Yeah, KT said yesterday he had no prior knowledge of the Good Friday game.
No.
That might be a little ripple move, but it's fallen in your lap.
Yep.
Have a comment on that. And then on the back of that, did you have a say as a club, as a collective, whether you want your club to represent your greater majority of supporters on a Good Friday clash?
Look, we constantly survey our supporters. And remember, this is an away game for us. So it's not, it's in Perth. The first thing that came to my mind is, I hope we break the flaming guru hoodoo against West Coast.
Yeah.
Being at Adelaide over the last 2 years or looking after the siren, I want this to be a clean slate going forward. So that was the first thing that popped into my mind. The second thing is, and I've always said this with Good Friday, there's this been paranoia about Good Friday and particularly the Good Friday appeal, and I've constantly said to the AFL that particularly the northern states as well, in New South Wales and Queensland, if you're going to compete against rugby union and rugby league and all the other sporting codes and entertainment, you've got to play on Good Friday in those cities. Now, I go to Good Friday appeal every year. I'm a huge supporter of it. I know the sensitivities in Melbourne. But again, this is a national competition, and South Australians, West Australians, New South Wales and Queenslanders really don't care about the Good Friday appeal. It doesn't, there's no relevance to them whatsoever. So you can still play interstate and involve interstate clubs on Good Friday. And I think it's going to be a marquee game. it's a Fox game because Seven will take the Good Friday appeal in Melbourne. But we're really happy to be involved. And because it's an away game, it doesn't affect our members too much. Okay. So on Good Friday night, they can sit and watch us on the telly.
Yeah, but with all due respect, it's more than an appeal day in Victoria. It is a Christian holy day. It is a holiday.
And look, I'm a Christian, and Liv and I are both Christians. But, hey, we live in a multicultural society. Community has... is a lot more diverse and is sort of a lot more accepting of things on Good Friday. Anzac Day used to be a day that nothing happened either, and now it includes sporting events. And, you know, you can shop on Good Friday now. But I was a kid growing up in Large North, you know, as you guys were doing, not a lot later than me, of course, you were children. But there was absolutely nothing to do. Now it's a different society, different world. Yeah. So, and rugby league, rugby union, you know, even big games, sporting games in the UK, in the United States, are all on Good Friday.
Yep. One last one on it, we move on. Do you know of any players or staff that have expressed any religious concerns surrounding your Good Friday fixture?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But we'll certainly... I only heard about this when KT rang me as soon as he got the outline yesterday. So it came a bit out of the blue for us. So Will and the players are all on holidays at the moment and haven't come back. So we'll certainly be checking in with them. And you know, a lot of... You know, you take that into consideration with your team. Very similar to a number... It's not the case with us, but a number of rugby league teams during Ramadan with Muslim players are very conscious of that, and Richmond is with its Muslim players as well. So now you take that into account.
A couple of weeks ago, you had the announcement for the China. There's the commitment for 3 years, which is great news. I guess when this started, we knew there was going to be some upfront costs, and the longer this went, the more they diminished. Are you starting to make some headway and getting into positive territory?
It is a long, hard road, and we have thrown everything at it, and it has put the club under... the off-field part of the club under enormous strain, particularly KT and his executives. But we've got this passion, we've got this dream, and after two really hard years to get it up and going, I think the commitment for another 3 years, a Melbourne team, corporate Australia is now starting to show some interest and support us. Chinese corporates have supported us for the last 2 years, so the game's now completely underwritten, so there's no downside for us whatsoever. And it's only the upside. So we're pretty excited. It was a big plan. It was a bold plan. We're determined to pull it off, and next year it looks as though it will be the real turning point for us.
What do you expect with St Kilda? How are they different to the Gold Coast?
They've got supporters, but hopefully we'll travel for a start. I think that's important. It's a traditional AFL club with a strong membership base, a big membership base, who I think will embrace the prospect of playing in China as our membership base has done. It's something very different to see it. You two have been.
Yep, that's right.
It blows your mind when you go to China, and it's a great way to learn about the country, to see it, and what some footy and for corporate partners and businesses that want to learn about China and doing business in China and open up your organisation. It's a huge opportunity to tap into our network. So I think it will St Kilda bring a lot, and also, you know, focus of Victorian football media, which is really important too for us going forward. The Victorian government are really excited. The Victorian government has been part of this for the last 2 years with us on a smaller scale and have been itching to get a Melbourne team involved. Victorian government understands the enormous trade potential of this, and they're being an even bigger partner in the next 12 months, which is great.
The government look like they're getting some lick from it. South Australia certainly does with all the advertising. The AFL are, yep. But I'm a Port person. Sorry, I am cautious. I want my club too. I want to see some dollars in the tin tank. It's year three. We were there. Yep. We loved it. But again, we loved it selfishly because we went there. We called the team. We were with you. We were having beers. Yep. It was brilliant. But the supporters want to see a budgeted profit figure. What is it?
Mate, we do too.
Yeah, well, I get that, Koshy, but okay. I think it's getting to the real pointy end of this.
Yeah, our budget for China next year. And remember, you talk to anyone who has started a business in China and they say you've got to be there for the long haul. Okay, this is just between you and me. Our budget for China next financial year, so our financial year starts tomorrow, we're going to make $500,000 out of it.
Brilliant. And your fans want to hear that, Koshy.
Oh, yeah. Because remember, we're only doing this because we want to make sure our football department is fully funded every single year. Yep. To do that, you've got to build different income streams into the club. We think having pubs and pokies is a thing of the past. You've got to do something different that also gets you away from the competition of 17 other AFL. Yep. And we think this is what it does for us. And the AFL are incredibly supportive of it.
Yeah, $500,000 on the bottom line. That'll be great. We're not going to hold you to that. That is brilliant. We'll be there, 5AA, because we love it. Before we let you go, Kosh, we love your interaction with our brekkie team, Pembo and Will. It's been brilliant. Yep. It's probably a brekkie question, but I'm going to fly it at you. Has the sexting investigation concluded?
Hasn't. It is in the hands of the AFL and the AFL Integrity Unit. Remember this, and I can't say too much about it because you'll understand that this is sort of data that has almost been has been taken from somebody else's device. So it brings in a whole lot of legal ramifications. So that's why as a club we've been pretty quiet on it because we have to, but rest assured it's something we take extremely seriously. And when we can talk about it, we will.
Yeah, I understand that, and I thank you for the sensitivities around that, and we respect it. The players' welfare, all okay? Your club's all around him, that's all good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Absolutely.
Halloween, you're a Halloween man, you're dressing up. Can you give Bix any ideas on how you've got great kids, Koshy? Because I'm not into it. I'm a bit your school, Koshy. I'm not quite into it.
I've got five grandkids who are right into it. I've just posted my Halloween photo on Instagram and Facebook, which is one that's a couple of years old where we celebrate on Sunrise and they did the spookiest, scariest makeup on me as the Joker.
Well, we'll retweet
Batman. So it is weird, let me tell you. But it's a bit of fun. I can't.
Koshy, I've just got it put in front of me. That is one ugly dude.
It will give you nightmares.
Well, it's more the hair that's doing it for me.
Yeah. Explain to me where the trick comes from, trick or treating. Yeah. No one can explain that to me, but in here, because the kids all go for the treats, and we've got our basket in case we get our door knocked tonight at home, and I'd rather get some lollies than have your garage door wrecked.
Hey, Koshy, as always, we love your chats and with Pimbo and Will each and every week and your availability. Good luck with the fixture tomorrow. I don't think you'll need any. They'll be looked after. You'll nail it. Big year for the club next year, and thanks for your time.
Good on you, fellas.
Thanks, David. Good. David Koshy there, Port Adelaide chairman, president, whichever one
so engaging.
You
I love our chats
want
with him.
To call him. And look, good news if you're a Port Adelaide fan, $500,000 roughly,
We're
going to
write
line.
That in the Alicia book. I think he had to force himself to put a figure out there, but that's okay. I think, Bix, after 3 years, show me the money is what the supporters are saying.
It is. It's a long game, but if you're starting to get into the black after 3 years, that's a great sign for Port Adelaide fans.